I'm going to preach about blessed are the peacemakers. Geseend is die vredemakers. Now, if we can go to the first slide, we're just going to do a recap. Let's just all read that together. Slowly, 1, 2, 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Now, what's quite interesting is we're busy with a series, not an Mnet series. We're busy with a series on the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. And the first part of the Sermon on the Mount is called the Beatitudes. And the first seven, today is the seventh Beatitude. It's interesting. The first seven is what we must do or an attitude that we must have. Okay? And the eighth one, if you can go to the next slide. Okay, that's the first seven. Just go to the next slide then. The eighth one, what happens when we start to display these Christ-like attitudes? And you can just press again. It's the eighth one. There. In other words, ek is nou die mekaar hier so. Just go back. Again. Back again. Okay, let's stop there. These are seven characteristics. We must be poor in spirit. Spiritually, we must realize we're spiritually bankrupt. Okay? And then we will inherit the kingdom of heaven. We must mourn, and especially for our sin, like Jan said. Né? Then we will be comforted. We must be meek. That means harness strength. When you want to burst out in anger, you must harness that. Then we will inherit the earth. We must hunger and thirst for righteousness. Then we will be satisfied. Not when we hunger and thirst for the steak or the movie or that relationship. We must be merciful, then we will obtain mercy. Pure in heart, we will see God, like Elmery said last week. Today we're going to speak about being peacemakers. Then we will be called or identified as sons. Now it's interesting, after that beatitude comes the last beatitude that says, blessed are you when people persecute you because of righteousness. So all the first seven, you do, or it's an attitude in your heart. There's a gesindheid in your heart. But the eighth one is done towards you because of those seven attitudes manifesting in your life. So now, the question is, can we say, if we are not busy being persecuted, are we really reflecting those seven? So if we're really reflecting that, we will be persecuted. Jesus promised it. That's exciting, man. Maak het julle nie opgewonde nie. Dat as jy daai goed gaan begin weerspieël in jou lewe, gaan mense jou begin vervolg. Ons het nou die aand in Bybelskool te kyk ons en Sonika Creer, it's Andre Creer's wife from East London Shofar. She shared a testimony. She works at a financial institution like Price Waterhouse. I don't know which one exactly. But she says, so one day they broke into a car and stole a radio and stuff. And then she went to work and the guy said, you know, you must remember to put the sunglasses and all those other stuff and the cell phone with on the claim, the insurance claim. And her mouth fell open because she doesn't have a sunglass and those stuff. And these guys are working at a financial institution that check your books. They are the accountants and the actuaries and whatever. And they tell her to do that. And when she told them, no, I'm not doing that. That's dishonest. That's cheating on your insurance claim. you can just imagine the look. What's wrong with you? So she got a persecution. She's been ostracized, no? So if we start reflecting these Christ-like attitudes, mense gaan jou skeef aankyk. Mense gaan dink jy's mal. Okay? But God wants us to reveal that, because if we reveal that, we start to revealing Christ on earth. So turn to your neighbor and tell him, God wants you to reveal Christ on earth. And then you smile. Okay. Thank you, Hein. Next one. Now, today we're talking about, that was just a recap. Vir die van julle wat die afgelope 6 maande nie in die kerk was nie. Now it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? Die Afrikaans sê, salig is die vredemakers, want hulle sal kinders van God genoem word. Nou daai woordjie kinders is eintlik, in die Grieks is het seuns. Okay, dis nie kinders, dis seuns, want seuns in die Bybelse tyd is die mense wat 'n erfporsie gekry het. En wat, ja, as jy 'n vrou was, het jy nie 'n erfporsie gekry noodwendig nie. So dit impliseer vir ons dat ons kry 'n erfporsie by Christus. Ons is deel van die erfporsie. Mans en vrouens ingesluit. So die vrouens kan gaan, shoo. Ons is in. Okay, if we make peace, then we will be known as sons of God. In other words, we will resemble our Father in heaven. People will recognize that we are family with God. Is interessant, ek as van Reene het sekere kenmerke by my pa geërf. Die neus, die bles. I inherited certain traits from my father. And I resemble the Van Reenen genes and the DeVos. Okay, it comes together. Okay? And in the same way, when we start to become peacemakers, we're making peace, people will start to identify you as a representative of God, because you're carrying God's heart. You understand? So it's not you that call yourself a son of God. Yes, you must call yourself that, but people will identify you, because they say they will be called sons of God. So the world out there will say, wow, this guy represents God. He has got God's genes inside of him. Okay. That's exciting. The next one. It says in Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There is no end of the peace on the throne of David. Now we see here that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's a prophecy about Jesus. A few hundred years before Jesus came to earth, that was a prophecy. And it came into fulfillment. So that means to us, there's no other Prince of Peace. So, daar's so baie ander dinge wat vir jou wil sê, jy gaan vrede vind, as jy daai ding kry. Maar is net Jesus wat die ware vrede vors is, die Prins van Vrede. That can give you that peace. Okay. The next one. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we can see here that true peace only comes through faith in Christ. Not faith in your pension. Nie geloof in jou pensioen, of geloof in jou status, of geloof in jou familie, of geloof in jou goeie werking. Only faith in Christ can give you true peace. The next scripture says, out of the same chapter, even when we were God's enemies, he made peace with. So turn to your neighbor and say, he made peace with us. And you must do it with a nice acting face, no? He made peace with us. Because his son died for us, yet something even greater than friendship is ours. now that we are at peace with God, we will be saved by his son's life. In addition to everything else, we are happy because God sent our Lord Jesus Christ to make peace with us. Is dit nie mooi nie? God het met ons kom vrede maak. Ons wou nie vrede gehad het nie. Nog steeds vandag. Ons loop baie keer weg van God of ons is besig met ons eie dinge. Ons rebelleer.